For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. A semi-driver is facing multiple charges following a deadly crash that closed Route 50 in Clay County for a few hours on Thursday morning. According to a report from the Illinois State Police, 65-year-old Walter Pollock of Sykeston, Missouri, was traveling eastbound in a semi on Route 50 near Stanford Street in Flora at 5:51 a.m. At the same time, 29-year-old Eric Bozell of Noble was traveling westbound on Route 50, and behind him was a third vehicle. Pollock swerved into the westbound lanes of Route 50 and struck Bozell's vehicle. The semi veered off of Bozell's vehicle and struck the third vehicle, and all three vehicles then exited the roadway to the north. Bozell's vehicle and the third vehicle became engulfed in flames, and the flames killed Bozell and the third vehicle's driver, who is pending identification. Walter Pollock was transported to Clay County Hospital and was charged with improper lane usage, driving while under the influence of drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The crash remains under investigation by the Illinois State Police and the Clay County Coroner's Office. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. After this week's deadly amusement ride incident at the Ohio State Fair, the Illinois Department of Labor has announced they're suspending all similar rides in the state. The department said they've notified the operators of 12 carnival rides to suspend operations until further notice. Despite job gains and decreased unemployment over the years, in all of Illinois' metropolitan areas, the state still lags behind the nation's job growth. The Illinois Department of Employment Security said the labor force continues to shrink in most metro areas across the state. Outside of Chicago, Bloomington and Decatur had the largest unemployment decline, while Danville had the smallest. Peoria, Marion, Normal, Chicago, and Chicago Heights are some of the areas where state-funded apprenticeship programs for disadvantaged youth will be set up. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity announced the $1.5 million program will target both in-school and out-of-school youth between 16 and 24 years old. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.